What is up, everybody? Welcome back. MGM Marketabilities Podcast, where we help you grow your business. We give you tips and tricks, the best things you can do, mostly related to marketing, but not always. And we're just here to help. And let me tell you guys, right now, while I'm filming this, it's freaking cold. It is so cold in our studio. We have an old building that we're in, and I think we're moving soon, which will be good. But the building that we're in is really old, and so the insulation is just not great, and it's just so cold, and it's snowing outside. There's ice everywhere. And I don't know. It's just rough. You know, it makes it harder to, start those new goals off, because you're like, I don't want to go out and do anything. I don't want to go out and work on my goals because it's cold. So I'm just starting this podcast off with, don't let the circumstances decide what you do next. Okay. So just keep that in mind. Like, don't let the circumstances decide what you do next, because everybody has crappy circumstances, but the people who succeed do the thing anyway. You know, like, I really wanted to go to the gym, but I had to peel so much ice off my car. I broke both of our ice scrapers. It was bad. It was bad. And I was so mad, but I still went because I told myself I was going to go. Anyways, so today, the main topic of this podcast is partnering with other companies just like yours and not viewing them as competitors. Basically, like, you don't have competition is what I'm going to get at here. So I think there is a weird skewed view that a lot of people have about people who also do like the same thing that you do. And that's okay. Like, I totally get it. And I get why you would think that, of like, they're taking business from you, we're taking business from them, blah, 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 blah. But here's the thing is, like, no one can compete with you because they're not you. And I know that that's like funny sounding, and you say, well, this person's so much better than me, but they're not you. So it's like, once you get your skills and your acquisition up to a good level, it doesn't really matter, because people are just going to choose you or somebody else, not based on how good you are, but based on who you are. Because they just vibe with you better. They relate to you better. They, just like the way you said something. It could be anything. Like, there's so many people who don't go with me for mixing, which is totally okay. Like, I get it. Like, I actually had a previous client decide for me to not mix his next project. And at first it hurt, because we had a really good relationship. We're friends. And you know what? I was like, you know what? It doesn't really matter, because it's like, maybe that guy is actually better for that project. And I would actually rather the project be completed well, than anything else. And so honestly, I think it's one of the best things you can do is actually partner with other people in your industry and not view them as opponents or, you know, like your enemy or something. Like, you should actually do the exact opposite. You should actually look at them as an asset. And the reason that this is coming up today is I was at the gym this morning. This is not the same day as the ice thing, totally different day. But, I was at the gym this morning, and a guy approached me, and he's like, "Hey, do you work with Growing Media?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah." And he introduced himself. He's actually at another video agency, and they do all amazing work, like incredible work. And he's like, "Man, I've always wanted to like talk to you guys and see if we can like work something out to where we work together on some projects." And that like blew my mind, because I kind of knew these guys. I didn't know them very well, but every time I like was kind of told about them, or if their name ever come up, it was almost like we were opponents in some sort of aspect. Never did I was able to view them as like, hey, we could actually work with you, alongside of you, and we could pass stuff off in between each other if needed. Because I don't know why. I just had that ingrained view, and you might too. And so I'm here to nix that, because that's not real. Most people actually want to open and expand and wants everybody to win. And it's that classic saying, like, a rising tide lifts all boats. And ultimately, for your industry, for you, for the people around you, like, you want a rising tide, because it lifts all the boats. It lifts everybody up. And if everybody's not being lifted up, then it's not worth it, you know? Cause the people who don't want to be lifted up and stay in the dirt, they'll stay there, or they'll disappear completely. So, water. All right, so I'm just going to go through like a few things. I don't really have like a number this time, but I'm just going to go through a few things of like why you should partner with other people in your industry and how it can make both of you better. So here's the thing. Number one, shared resources. Like, can you imagine, like, There are times that we need more lights. We need like one more camera or something like that for a project. Having friends in that area is super beneficial. You can borrow gear, rent gear. You guys can even talk like tactics on, you know, hey, I'm doing this type of shoot. What kind of lighting do you suggest? Whatever. Like, and then compare that to your industry. Like there's a guy who lives here. He's an incredible audio engineer. He's let me borrow microphones and all sorts of gear that, like, if I would have tried to pay for myself, it would have been tens of thousands of dollars. And I don't have that kind of money just sitting around. So it's just stuff like that, that, you know, like you almost open up a whole access and a revenue to resources that you wouldn't have before. And that's a big deal, because now whenever a client approaches you and like, hey, can you take on a project like this? We can be like, heck yeah, we have the resources. We have the availability. We can pull it off. And then you got to think about market expansion. So is now having another company, they maybe specify, maybe they do something a little bit better than you, or maybe they're more specific in a certain niche in your industry. Now you can expand your client base, because you can just white label it and then, you know, send it off to the other team, and they'll do a great job because that's what they do. And then boom, like you actually have a whole new market to try to get customers in, and that's more money for both of you, which is a big deal. And it's like everybody's winning, you know? So, and I feel like it gives you an edge. I feel like there's a lot of big companies out there that do, we'll stay in the realm of marketing, but like there's some big companies that do marketing and people will just go to them because they're the big dog on the block. Right. And so whenever you're partnering with another company or another, another person that's in the same business as you, you actually have an edge because you have, again, it's kind of going back to the resources thing. You actually have, just the same amount of resources and people and expertise that huge company has, but you don't have to charge $1 billion because that company's paying who knows how many employees, right? While your company is only paying a few, or maybe just you. And man, I mean, that gives you a huge advantage to cut them on price, or even cut them on like turnaround times. Like there was one time where Growing Media got beat out in a bid for, I think it was for a college thing. And we got beat out by this huge firm out of Chicago. And they didn't hold up to what they said they were going to do. But if they would have went with us, we would have hit all the marks. So because we just don't have, like, I'm sure they were overloaded. I'm sure they have business just coming in and out constantly, which is great for them. But that's what I'm saying. Like if you're partnered with people, you can be like, hey, I've got this huge load of work. I can't cover all of it. Can you take this portion? And they'll be like, heck yeah, because it's more money for them. And then the last thing I'll say about it, how great it is to partner with people instead of look at them as opponents, is the efficiency, man. Like, wow. Like you can get stuff done so much faster and you can get stuff done so much better because you just have a whole nother team basically available for you, or a whole nother four or five teams of people that will actually come in and help you and do a good job. You know, I just feel like you don't really know what the future is going to look like if you don't sit down and just do a few projects with someone. And if it goes really well, who knows what it can transform into? It could transform into something massive. And all of a sudden it takes you on a whole new journey that you didn't think was possible because it was just you, or it was just you and a couple of people. But all of a sudden you partnered with somebody, you guys worked on some projects together. It was fun. And then all of a sudden you're both talking about, hey, why don't we just join together and make this one big thing and take things like serious and like, let's like go for it. Let's make this a big deal. And, you know, who knows what'll happen? Yeah, because, like, man, I just can't get that quote on my head, though. A rising tide lifts all boats. So raise the tide. That's my last message. This is probably a really short podcast. I think they all have been, but it's valuable because in your community, in your area, the people around you, like if you can help them in any way by making the community better, by partnering with someone in your area, that's a big deal. That's a huge deal. And, yeah, I think that's it for today. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you guys for the likes, the comments, and just your beautiful faces. I enjoy every single one of your faces. And I mean that. Anyways, so we post podcasts every Monday morning. So check it out. And we would love for you guys to come out and be on the podcast. We would love for you guys to come out and hang out with us. And just, I don't know, maybe we need to partner together. I don't know. Hit us up. We would love to talk to you. GrowingMediaMarketing.com. And yeah, we'll see you in the next episode.